In 1872, a unique publication for women emerged in Utah. The Woman's Exponent was a newspaper by and about Mormon women. It was owned and operated privately, but as the work of faithful Latter-day Saint women, it generally represented views consistent with those of the LDS Church. It championed suffrage and education for women, defended polygamy, reported church news, printed information of interest to women, and perhaps most important, encouraged its readers to submit their own writing, whether it was a report of local Relief Society activities, an essay, a poem, or even a serialized novel. Edward L. Sloan, editor of the Salt Lake Herald, developed the idea of a woman's newspaper and hired the first editor, Lula Green, a young woman from Smithfield. She was in the position for 2 years, after which Emmeline B. Wells took over and remained the editor for 40 years. Wells became a powerful voice for women's issues and was an important figure in the women's suffrage movement, both locally and nationally. The Exponent reached beyond the borders of Utah to women in other parts of the country, including non-Mormons. A letter from an Indiana reader appeared in the paper in August 1876, saying in part, "The women of your community cannot be much oppressed when they have the right of suffrage and a paper entirely devoted to their interests. That is more than we can say, for we are not allowed to vote even on questions directly concerning us." The Exponent never had a circulation of more than 1,000. When it began to decline in the early part of the 20th century, Wells proposed that it become the official organ of the Women's Relief Society of the LDS Church, but that proposal was declined. The Exponent published its last issue in 1914. The Church began publishing its own Relief Society magazine the next year. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.